True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar Free. First round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour with opportunities to grow their career and their paycheck. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
It's almost died sitting down in a chair.
It was pretty comical. Sorry it wasn't on stream.
Ladies and gentlemen, the Rod Brown Show on your radio after an incredible weekend or so. This sports weekend, most of the time when we have what a great weekend in sports we have coming up, they don't always live up to it. You get a couple of blowouts, you get a couple of as everything was expected to be. This weekend was not. This weekend turned out to be a stellar sports weekend. And we should talk about some of the things that happened. Mainly because we've got two Monday night football games tonight, but you've got to get there first.
I don't know. Is one of them actually a game?
I mean, in that there will be two football teams on a football field attempting to do a football.
Justin Fields playing tonight. Do we know?
I have not heard. That's a great question. I will find out. But there are two games tonight, and we've got to kill a little bit of time to get there. How do we do that? You might ask. The answer is very simple. You do for 8 hours what Lonzo and I do for four, and that is talk sports. We do it for a lot more than that. It's just we do it professionally, close to professionally, for four every day. I'm here to help you with that because if you're going to talk sports in order to kill some time between here and a pair of Monday night football games this evening, you got to know what's going on in the world of sports. And if you've got to know what's going on in the world of sports, you have come to the right place, ladies and gentlemen, because every morning at 7 a.m., we do this. It is the water cooler cheat sheet, the top three sports stories that you will be talking about when you get to the office today and start discussing sports with your boss, your supervisor, your coworkers, your manager, your IT guy, whoever it is you stand around the water cooler and chat sports with to kill time instead of doing your job. Nice job. This is what you'll be getting to. Here's item number one. After a, I'm going to say, spectacular weekend of college football, your new AP Top 25 is out. The Ohio State Buckeyes will maintain their number one spot in the AP poll. However, they have given a few first place votes away. The Buckeyes of Ohio State will stay atop the poll at number one after a 24-6 defeat over the Washington Huskies. But the Oregon Ducks, after their road win at the Penn State Nittany Lions, do not just jump up four spots to number four, but they also grab a fistful of Ohio State's first place votes. They now own 16 of them. The Big Ten takes the top two spots in the AP poll. The ACC now has spot number three. The Miami Hurricanes will check in at number three. Miami was idle this weekend, so could not gain a spot. They do lose one to the Oregon Ducks, dropping to number three. However, The Canes do have 4 first place votes. Every first place vote is owned by those 3 teams. Ohio State 46, Oregon 16, Miami with 4. After their upset victory over the LSU Tigers, Ole Miss jumps 9 spots all the way up to number 4 in the poll. They are 1 spot ahead of number 5, Oklahoma. The Boomer Sooners gain a couple of spots in the poll after the win over Auburn. Texas A&M, Oklahoma's idol, that's after last week, and then they jumped up this week. A large chunk of the reason was because of the fall of Penn State. We'll get to them in a moment. The Aggies of Texas A&M, Mike Elko, football dude. The Aggies were idle this weekend, but because of a couple of drops, they move up 3 spots to number 6. Penn State, after the loss at home to Oregon, falls 4 spots down to number 7. Indiana, the Hoosiers. Kurt Cignetti, he wins. Google him. 2015, a hilarious ending as they take the walk-off safety. But they gave up the safety, but it was still a walk-off safefty to the Iowa Hawkeyes. 20-15, your final. Indiana up 3 spots to number 8. Texas will move up 1 spot. They are now checking in at number 9 in the poll. They were idle this weekend. The Alabama Crimson Tide go on the road to Athens, Georgia, and the curse of Kirby continues. 24-21, the Tide get the win. That bumps them up 7 spots to number 10 in the AP poll. Going down the rest of the road, Texas Tech, the Red Raiders, up a spot to number 11. Georgia falls 7 spots down to number 12. That places them 1 spot ahead of number 13, LSU, who falls 9 after their loss to Ole Miss to number 13. Iowa State and Tennessee remain unchanged at 14 and 15. The Doors, Vanderbilt, the highest rating they have been in a very long time after a 55-35 defeat of Utah State. Vandy moves up 2 spots to number 16. Georgia Tech falls a spot behind Vanderbilt. They are now down to number 17 after a thriller against Wake Forest. They struggled to get by Wake. They do send it to OT and get the win, but it cost them 1 spot down to number 17. Florida State, the biggest fall in the poll this week after a road loss at Virginia. FSU tanks 10 spots down to number 18. I feel like that's probably more in line with where they actually are. We'll talk about the shakeup in the ACC and SEC standings later on in the show. Mizzou bumps up 1 spot to number 19. Michigan falls a spot to number 20. Notre Dame up 1 spot to 21. Illinois up 1 spot to number 22. BYU goes up 2 spots to number 23. Virginia, unranked last week after the win over Florida State, moves to number 24. Arizona State was unranked last week. They moved to 4-1 and are now number 25. Just outside of the top 25 at 26 is South Florida. Utah to number 27. Mississippi State, Memphis, USC, North Texas, Maryland, TCU, and UNLV are all ranked. We will talk more about the rankings and what I do and do not think makes sense later on in the show. But we've got to get to item numero dos. I do not ordinarily make the results of an individual contest an item on the water cooler cheat sheet. That is, unless to say that individual contest was some way championship impacting or if it stood out for any particular reason. The Carolina Panthers' loss to the New England Patriots stood out for a very not great reason. 42-13, the Patriots put belt to ass of the Panthers yesterday. Bryce Young, 18 of 30, 150 yards and a touchdown, took 1 sack on the day. He was replaced with about 8 minutes left to play and the game well out of hand, 35-6. when Andy Dalton came in, 5 of 6 with a touchdown as well. The Panthers ran for 129 yards. Chuba Hubbard had 49, Etienne 33, Dowdle 32 on 9 carries. David Moore had 1 carry from the tight end spot for 12 yards. It was a very, I thought, nifty little and tight end around off the right-hand side, but David Moore was injured on that play.
You said nifty?
I did say nifty.
What are you, like 75 years old?
You know, I've started leaning into some of the older catchphrases, and I don't know if that's a result of because I am an older now, or if like time is circular.
That's when you take a sickle and you cut that stuff off.
Cyclical.
There we go. Okay.
Time is cyclical.
I just want to say,
I'm only a little dumb.
Someone who's much older than you. I've never used the word nifty, so I don't know what you're grasping at, but don't do that.
I've started a new thing that I do in the morning, Lonzo, where because you know I try to be a smart person in the AM over the past few weeks. And I'm going to start, this is going to be a gimmick we're going to work into the show. I have started to look up Merriam-Webster's Dictionary Word of the Day. Would you like to know what today's Word of the Day, Lonzo, is?
Skibbity.
No.
Okay.
Because that is, of course, not a real word.
No.
Yet.
No,
yet.
It is, actually.
Oh, did they put it in?
Yeah, it was.
What is
it.
The definition of it?
Of skibbity?
Yeah.
I don't know. I didn't look up the definition. I know it's been added. I don't know if it's been added to Merriam-Webster, but it was added to Oxford's, I think.
Really?
Yeah.
Let's see here. AI overview. Merriam-Webster has added skibbity, but it added it with a tag of slang because they will put slang words in. It won't be in the like physical copy of the dictionary, but to put slang in the digital edition.
Yeah, when's the last time you held a physical copy of a dictionary?
I don't know because I have the app. I do have an app on my phone. I have the dictionary app on my phone because I am a nerd. Skibbity is a gibberish word spread by Skibbity Toilet, a popular YouTube show featuring human-headed toilets battling camera-headed humans. It is widely used as a nonsensical and occasionally pejorative expression and meme online. So it doesn't mean anything. However, you know what does mean something is today's actual Merriam-Webster Word of the Day, which is very appropriate talking about this Panthers loss, obliterate.
Yeah, that's what happened to him.
As in obliterated, which is what happened in this game. Drake May, 14 of 17, 203 and 2 touchdown passes. Didn't really need much else after that. The Patriots only ran for 104 yards, but they did run for 3 rushing touchdowns. One from former horse chestnut Travion Henderson, Antonio Gibson, and Drake May. All punched went in against the Patriots. Stephon Diggs, 101 yards receiving on 6 grabs in this game. I don't know what you want me to say. This game was booty cheeks from the Panthers. And if you missed the last segment of the radio program, Dave Canales' post-game press conference was every bit as bad as the performance itself. It was just a bunch of, well, it's on me. I gotta figure out what the identity of the team. But my guy, you are coming up on a year and a half of football as the head coach. You have now had a half an off season, a full season, a full off season, and you're working your way towards half of a season, and your team doesn't know what its identity is? Not just that you don't know. It's one thing if you'd say, well, our identity is to be, and we are failing because. But he didn't say that. He said, well, you know, it's on me. It's on me to find our identity. My guy, I expect you to have it by now. But hey, maybe I'm just aiming too high. We'll circle back around to that, but we've got to get to item number 3. The final day of Major League Baseball's regular season was yesterday. The teams that did not make the playoff wrapped up their seasons. A multitude of other teams went down to the wire. You know how back in April and May and June, when teams take dumb losses, and I get on the mic and I go, hey, morons, maybe don't lose that way. And a bunch of people, including the great one, Lonzo, go, Rob, there's 162 games. Why are you upset? The answer is because with great regularity, teams miss the playoff by one game. Like, say, I don't know, the New York Metropolitans, who entered the day yesterday needing a win and a Reds loss, and they would get in. Well, the Reds lost yesterday to the Milwaukee Brewers 4-2, which meant that all the Mets had to do was win against the lowly Florida Marlins. They lost 4-0. You change the result of any one dumb loss from the New York Mets this season, of which there were plenty. And the New York Mets are in the postseason. Instead, they pull an epic LOL Mets at the buzzer, lose, get shut out 4-0 by the Fish, and they are out. There were a number of other games that impacted the postseason yesterday, but the bracket is filled out. Postseason play begins with a wild card round tomorrow. Here's how it shaped up. Over in the American League, the Blue Jays of Toronto, a team that I was cold on early, lukewarm on, then got cold again, then got hot at the end of the year, they end up with the American League's number one overall seed, and they get a first round bye. The Seattle Mariners, this is fun for me, these two teams. It is fun for me because these are two teams that for a few years now, I have loved. They're very close, they're fun to watch, and they've just repeatedly found new, fun, and inventive ways to screw it up late. Neither of them did. Toronto gets the overall one seed. The Mariners get the two seed. Those two teams on the bye. In the wild card round, the Guardians win the Central. They beat the Tigers. The Guardians trailed the Tigers by 15 and a half games a month and a half ago. They make up all of them and end up taking the division away from Detroit. Detroit, by way of being a wild card team, goes from threatening a month ago to be the number one seed. They will now be the sixth seed, and in the wild card round, have to go to Cleveland to win a best of three that will be entirely in Cleveland. The Yankees and the Red Sox out of the American League East are both wild card teams. Two of the three wild card spots go to the East. The Red Sox and the Yankees get them. The Yankees claim the four seed and will host Bowtown in a best of three that starts tomorrow. Over in the National League, the Brew Crew end up with the best record in baseball, and they win the NL Central. They also win the number one overall seed, meaning if they make the NLCS, it will be hosted by Milwaukee. The Philadelphia Phillies win the NL East a week and a half ago, came down to the final weekend, but they do claim the number two seed and get the first round bye. The Dodgers win the West, but never live up to the 100-game hype. So the LA Dodgers end up as the three seed in the National League. They will host the wild card round against the Cincinnati Reds. That fires up tomorrow evening at 9 o'clock. Tomorrow at 3 in the afternoon, the four seed out of the Central, the Chicago Cubs, the Padres end up grabbing a wild card spot out of the NL West. Could not chase down the Dodgers. Still good enough to get in. The Padres will travel to the Windy City to take on Chicago. In round two, the Guardians Tigers winner will get the two-seeded Mariners. The Red Sox Yankees winner will get the number one seed in the AL. The Blue Jays in the National League. The winners of the Reds and Dodgers will travel to Philly in the divisional round. The winner of the Padres and the Cubs will travel to take on Milwaukee in the division around. So your MLB postseason bracket is up and running. As an early warning, this evening, myself and Cody Decker will actually be doing a full MLB postseason preview. We will have that posted for you, hopefully, by this evening. If not, it'll get posted tomorrow right after the show, just in time for the first pitch of MLB's postseason. 1 p.m. tomorrow, the Tigers and the Guardians. 3 p.m., the Padres and the Cubs. 6 p.m., the Red Sox and the Yankees. 9 p.m. tomorrow, the Reds and the Dodgers. There is your water cooler cheat sheet when we come back. I want to make two discussions out of the Ryder Cup. The first is the event itself was awesome. The event itself was spectacular. The second one was what threatened to make it not spectacular, and it's our fault. I'll tell you about that when we come back. I'm Rob, he's Lonzo. The Rob Brown Show is on your radio. Let's get it. It's the Fan Upstate.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar Free. First round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Oh, hey, love your shoes. If you're hearing this, this is your sign to try those on. Trust us, you can totally pull them off. In fact, try on every shoe here if you want. We won't stop you. In our house, you've got unlimited freedom to play. And hey, fall is the perfect season to do, wear, be whatever you want. And with tons of shoes that get you at prices that get your budget, we'll give you something to brag about. So go ahead, try them on. Let us surprise you.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up, you get early payout on parlays too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour with opportunities to grow their career and their paycheck. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
The Rob Brown Show is back on your radio. It is the Fan Upstate. The Ryder Cup was this weekend. I told you on Friday, the Ryder Cup is my favorite golf event. I like the Ryder Cup more than I like the Masters. And there is a lot of reasons for it. Number one is the fact that the golfers care. Now, I have another take on this I'm going to get to later on in the radio program. But the golfers care. You could tell that the Europeans care. And that's going to play into the take I'll have later. But the guys on Team USA this weekend were, although they got decimated on Friday and Saturday, yesterday put together one of the greatest sports rallies I've ever seen. Unfortunately, they came up just a few points short. But for a team that entered Sunday under threat of sustaining the biggest Ryder Cup loss in history, they rallied. They won five of the opening six matches. Bryson DeChambeau was down 5-7 and came back to split. Now, I have a complaint about that, because if Bryson DeChambeau had any emotional maturity, the door was wide-ass open to win and give the Americans a real sporting chance, but I'll come back to that later on. It was one of the greatest rallies I've ever seen, and it went from, on Sunday, having the Ryder Cup, my favorite golf event in sport, relegated to the tablet screen. I had NFL on all my screens. I've got, with the tablet included, six screens that are live in the Bro Cave on football Saturday and Sunday. Whatever is the least important thing happening goes on the tablet. When the Ryder Cup teed off yesterday, the Ryder Cup was on the tablet screen. By the end of the day, it had been promoted to the big screen. I don't use this phrase very often because it is, to me, overused. It's kind of like when people say, it's awesome, man. Most things that people say are awesome are not awesome in terms of delivering a feeling of awe. Most things are not that. It's just a word that we have used culturally so much that it's lost its true meaning.
I don't know. That's an individual thing. I mean, you're awesome and my awesome may be something totally
That's also
different.
Fair. But again, if I take a bite into a sandwich and I go, it's awesome. Does this sandwich inspire awe? No. I may think it's awesome.
It does for you individually, maybe.
If a sandwich inspires awe, I need to get you out culturally. All right, I need to get you places. I need to get you to standing on the edge of the Grand Canyon inspires awe.
All right, this is a totally different argument, so I know we need to move on. But something you say, it hasn't happened yet, but it might today, could put me in awe. I could just sit back and go, wow.
That's true.
And I might be the only one listening that you put in awe.
I don't disagree. But in that case, when you use the word awesome, you're using it correctly. You would go, that was a take that put me in awe. Now, all that being said, the phrase I don't use because it is overused and therefore has lost its original intent and meaning is on the edge of my seat. We say that about a lot of stuff that's not really that. Yesterday, I was quite literally on the edge of my seat. With 5 matches left to play, the Americans, who entered the day with a chance to surrender 19 of 24 available points, and at one point were losing 5 matches. At one point, the scoreboard was almost entirely red with a couple of tied matches up there. And the Americans, suddenly, you're going, they have a shot. I mean, it was borderline 28-3. Except I would even go so far as to say it was more like if that score was 42-3. And then suddenly the Patriots started coming back. It was unbelievable. I was quite literally on the edge of my seat. It was awesome. In that, it went from the tablet to the 75-inch. In that, it went from me and the boys texting and going, yeah, I'm not watching today. I don't need to watch a bloodbath happen when there's football on. And multiple of the boys in the group chat saying, yeah, it's NFL day. And while I love golf, there's no point, so I don't even have it on, to holy bleep, dude, turn it on. We have a chance. And we did. That was great. And part of the reason, the other reason that I very much love the Ryder Cup is the environment. I love golf. I understand that golf has certain norms and etiquette that aren't for everybody, but it is part of what makes golf special. And I love that there are a few events where golf, gimmicky though it may be, kind of go, what if we actually do embrace, like, the fun parts of sports? What if we do? What if we lean into it? The Waste Management Open is one of those things. They've got the stadium hole. A stadium where the grandstands wrap all the way around a par 3. And it is a frat party turned to 11 around a golf course. And the golfers lean into it, right? You will see guys go out there and in the tunnel to walk into the stadium will change shirts and put on their college football team or their NFL team. And when guys stick a golf ball to 6 inches, they will run down the course doing fist pumps and jumps and firing up the crowd. That's not golf. Except for there it is, and it becomes must-see. Well, the Ryder Cup is one of those things. Let me give you a couple of examples. This was on the practice round on Thursday when Team Europe was standing on the range, getting their practice shots in. They were all kind of hanging out, chatting up strategy, and Rory McIlroy, who I love, was buttoning up his shirt before he took some hacks. And a fan went with what I describe as a God-tier heckle. Now, of the courteous laughter that you heard, about half of it was from Rory's Team Europe teammates who turned around and pointed at the guy. Shane Lowry, who ended up winning the thing for Team Europe yesterday, pointed at the guy and gave him one of the most emphatic thumbs up I've ever seen. Rory McIlroy, the guy who got cracked on, turned and looked at the guy and was dying laughing. He's like, you got me, bro. You got me. It was fantastic. That is part of the environment. Let me give you another example. Rory McIlroy on Sunday up on it with Scotty Scheffler. This match was going back and forth. The Americans had to have it. And as Rory was getting set to tee off, I believe, on like 10 or 11, Scotty Scheffler, who was down in the match earlier, came back, drew it level, and took a lead. That is a crowd of a few thousand people to the tune of Zombie by the Cranberries singing, "He's in your head, Rory, Rory." That's fun. That's football stuff. That's great. But then it went overboard. Then it started getting to the point where the fans, and yes, to me, unfortunately, the American fans started to get carried away. In fact, the MC, one of the MCs for this event, because the Ryder Cup being a party, one of the things that they do is they open the facility well ahead of the guys going out, and they fill everybody in, and they are serving drinks from like 7 in the morning. You can get out there and start knocking back some cherry fizz-aid sody pops on the course. Fine. Cool. It's a tailgate. Have at it. One of the MCs of the event was fired from the event as she was with a megaphone trying to get the crowd to practice a, and I am not making this up, a, "You Rory, clap, 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 you Rory, clap, 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 clap," chant going. That's an official MC from the event trying to get a bleep you Rory chant.
Unfortunately,
going.
Totally acceptable in sports now, right? Because it's happening in all sports.
So this is kind of the direction that I am going with this. That is not okay. To the point that after Team Europe won, Rory McIlroy had two bites that I want to play. The first is, as somebody who, and even I, dyed red, white, and blue Team USA, was literally wearing a red, white, and blue polo yesterday. I wasn't when the event started. But around halfway through, opened the closet, went, pulled out one of my star-spangled polos and threw it on because I wanted to put whatever vibes I could. Even I was going, you can't do that. Rory was getting straight up, "Bleep you, Rory," as he was walking down the fairways. There's room for heckling, and there's not room for that. Here was Rory's reaction after.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and sugar-free. First-round picks like watermelon, wild berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce canned flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Come to DSW for the shoes, stay for the fun. Because, let's be honest, if shoe shopping isn't fun, are you even doing it right? So go ahead, try something new. Try something different. Good different. Try something that feels like you. You know, the real you. And then definitely brag about it later. Because at DSW, you've got unlimited freedom to play. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour with opportunities to grow their career and their paycheck. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Now, there were a couple of spots as Rory McIlroy. No, I'm defending Rory. He's absolutely right. There is time for the heckle. And again, I played you the clip a minute ago where a fan chirped at Rory. You don't need a button to choke, as he was fixing his shirt, and Rory laughed at it. There were spots where guys were knocking down putts and the American fans were losing their mind, and Rory was like, I get it. Nice job. Like, have at it, boys. I'm good with that.
All right. If you're encouraging this behavior, the adversarial behavior, us against them, this is the stuff you're going to get. So either do it this way or just stop having competition between the two. It's going to happen. There's heckling in Europe also. Not to this degree now.
I agree.
But it will be when they get over there.
It might now.
And they're not going to stop it.
It might now. Or what I really hope happens is that the players themselves, who are the ones who are going to set the tone, start to police it. Now, I do want to play you one more clip.
As in how? I mean,
do this.
Yeah,
I'll give you an example of how. Justin Thomas, 18. Shane Lowry setting up to hit a putt that would win the Ryder Cup. The American fans are acting up. Justin Thomas, on Team USA, walks in front of the grandstand, and he's given the shush symbol. He's like, stop, knock it down. It is one thing to cheer or to jeer and to have some fun. It's another thing when, like, a guy's in the backswing. This is still some level of golf. But at the end of the day, here's what I'm going to give Rory McIlroy credit for more than anything else. In the post game, when he was asked about the heckling and all that.
So, yeah, I mean, that just kills this whole thing.
I disagree.
Because he went around and said the exact word that bothered him, the exact thing that bothered him, he turned around and said it back to them.
I don't think any of them, based on what I've heard in the post game presser, none of them have a problem with the F word. That's not it. It's the over-the-top usage and harassment in spots where that's uncalled for in golf.
How can you not use that word and it not be over-the-top?
In my I use it all the time without being insulting with it. There's a difference.
Life is not a Tarantino film.
I don't disagree, Lonzo, but also in sports, that's how people talk.
Notice he said my name.
That's part of the game.
He said my name.
Correct, because it's not the word. It's the spots and the times in which it is used. When a guy is in the backswing of a putt, that's not the time.
If they were saying, screw you, Rory, it wouldn't have bothered him as bad.
If a MC is leading a chant of screw you, Rory, I would feel the same way. All right, we'll talk more about this later on because it is interesting. Spike texted the show, said, Rory was right. As an American, I found that annoying. So did I. And I have another take on that I'll share with you later on in the show about the overall aspect of Americans in international sports. But when we come back, let's look at the AP 20 Top 25. Let's react to that. That's next on the Rob Brown Show in the Fan Upstate. Your AP Top 25 has dropped. The Ohio State Buckeyes will retain their top position in the 2025 AP poll after week 6. They did, however, cede some first-place votes back to the now number 2 Oregon Ducks. They jump up 4 spots after their win on the road over Big Ten rival Penn State. Miami has 4 first-place votes, now at number 3, down 1 spot to make room for the Ducks. Ole Miss and Oklahoma round out your top 5. The Rebels of Ole Miss behind Revelation Trinidad Chambliss beat LSU. I did tell you LSU was a little bit overrated, so I thought. The Rebels up 9 spots, the biggest rise in the poll. Oklahoma comes up 2 spots to number 5. A&M up 3 spots to number 6. Penn State, after the L, drops 4 down to number 7. Still 1 spot ahead of 5-0. Indiana up 3 spots to number 8. Texas moves a spot to number 9. Alabama up 7 spots after their win over Georgia to number 10. Texas Tech, Georgia, LSU after their loss to Ole Miss. Georgia after their loss to Bama down to 11, 12, and 13. LSU, the second biggest fall in the AP poll. We'll get to number 1 here in a moment. Iowa State and Tennessee remain in spots 14 and 15. Vandy up a pair of spots to number 16. they move ahead of the rambling wreck of Georgia Tech. Down one spot to number 17. Florida State, after their loss on the road to Virginia, falls 10 spots. They are the biggest drop in the top 25 to number 18. Mizzou up a spot to number 19. They flip-flop with number 20. Michigan down one spot to number 20. Notre Dame up a spot to 21. Illinois, BYU, both up one and two spots respectively to 22 and 23. Virginia is ranked now after a top 10 win over Florida State. Arizona State will move from unranked up to number 25. Just outside the top 25, South Florida, Utah, Mississippi State, Memphis, Louisville, USC, North Texas, Maryland, TCU, and UNLV all receiving votes. Now, there's a lot about this poll that I find very interesting. I find the fact that Ohio State is starting to bleed some votes off, still has an overwhelming majority of them.
They did struggle a little bit with Washington
early.
They
did.
And I was concerned that they may drop because of that. But they rallied and were able to put some touchdowns up there, and I think that helped them stay at number one. Washington was undefeated coming into the game.
Yes, they were. And it's not, honestly, it's not a bad Washington team. Like, it wasn't a poor showing from Ohio State. It's just not what voters expect out of the number one team in the country.
Yeah, it took them a little while to get going, and they didn't add enough points to make it look dominant.
So some votes getting bled off to other teams. Oregon obviously picking up a handful after a road win that nobody, except me, had them picked to beat Penn State, even though I actually do like Penn State this year, and we'll get back to that.
Yeah, because I'm curious if you would fire James Franklin.
It's such a weird spot because on one hand, James Franklin has Penn State like right there.
They are in the conversation, but is that enough?
They are right there, and they have been right there. On the flip side, go look at James Franklin's record against top 10 teams. He's like 4-17. Go look at his record against Big Ten top 10 teams. He's like 3-12 in the Big Ten against ranked opponents. On one hand, Penn State is just right there. It feels like they need one more thing to turn the corner. On the other hand, they keep not turning the corner. Then again, Penn State was in the semifinals last year. Penn State was a couple of snaps of the football away from playing for a natty. And I got a sneaky suspicion they'll be right back in it this year. It's still a good team. Now, as I said coming into the year, I think Drew Aller's overrated. I think he's fine. I don't think he's a guy that you go, if Penn State wins the natty, it's because Drew Aller is exceptional. I think if Penn State wins the natty, it will be because Drew Aller was good enough, but they can run the hell out of the football. They asked a lot out of him against the Oregon Ducks, and he's in that tier of guys that I trust to do enough, but also guys that I do not want to say the game is on you. You have to go win this game for us. Dante Moore might be one of those guys, though, for Oregon. He might be one of those cats. The dude can go. There is, of this AP poll, there's not a lot that I really have a problem with. There are some spots that, like for instance, Virginia beats Florida State, but Virginia is still a handful of spots behind Florida State. The result there is because of the fact that Florida State, by way of their dominant victory over Alabama, an Alabama team that this week went to and beat Georgia, they are getting a lot of credit for a blowout win over Alabama that comes ahead of the punishment they take for the loss to Virginia. On the flip side, the Cavaliers, they don't really have anything else on the resume that makes you go, if they played this, this is where I'm kind of at. There is some level in the AP voting. Not that I always agree that this leads to what I think are the correct rankings, but I understand the process. There is some level of, if these two teams play, I think Team A beats Team B 4 out of 5 times. They just didn't on the one time they did play. And you do have to give some credit for head-to-head, which is why I think had Florida State been ranked where I thought was probably more appropriate, which was like 12-13, I think they would be behind Virginia. But to dump them 8 spots and to move Virginia up from like 32nd to 24th, I think is fair. This morning, as I was getting ready to do the radio program, every AM I get a rundown sheet, a prep sheet from corporate. Basically, the folks at corporate just put together a rundown sheet that has a whole bunch of links and stories and stats and audio bites that we can use on the show. One of them comes from the AP. It comes from Cokey Riley, who is a staff writer for the AP,
Cokey,
who covers college football.
A C or a K?
K-O-K-I.
Okay. I'm just, okay.
Cokey Riley is a staff writer who covers college football for the Associated Press. Now, I don't really go in on writers because we're in this weird spot in America. As somebody who is in the media, I feel like I have the leverage to say this. We are in this weird spot in America where we do not appreciate good, level-headed opinions, analysis, and journalism anymore. We, unfortunately, as a country, have the mentality and attention span of a goldfish. This is why clickbait is a thing. You can get mad about it. You can say it's insulting, but the reality is clickbait works. Why do you think Ryan Clark and Paul Feinbaum are famous? Is it because they have great takes? No. No one thinks that. No one thinks that Feinbaum and Ryan Clark have great. Ryan Clark's lost me. I was his only defender. He's lost me. They are famous because we want to be outraged, and we have the attention span of a goldfish. So when a headline meant to get attention, which is just what we have to do, I have put out 1,000 social media videos over the past 5 years. If you go and you look at my social media videos that I've been putting out over the past 5 years since I started working here, I wiped, for the most part, wiped my social media clean to start anew when I got here. If you go look at my TikTok, my Instagram reels, whatever, the most viewed ones are always the ones where I attack or insult someone. Not the ones where I do film study and I break down why this play was an elite play from player X and it needs to be called out because this was great work. It's always, this guy's an idiot. That guy choked. What a jackass. It's always that because that's what we want. Unfortunately, it's true. So in this era, when a headline stands out to me, that's bad. Cokey Riley has a headline up, Lonzo, that reads, and I quote, picking a new number one and why Georgia is still ahead of Alabama in my poll. Now, it is one thing when number 8 loses to number 32 and you maybe can't say that you have to change their spots in the AP poll because of a victory. That's a lot of ground between number 8 with a dominant win over Alabama on their resume and number 32 with a loss to NC State, who is embarrassing themselves right now on their resume. I get that one. But it is a different game to me. It is a different reality to me. When somebody says the team that was number 10 in this poll, or actually I think Alabama was like 17, and a team that was number, what were they last week, Georgia 4-3 in the poll, when those two teams are in a different spot and the head-to-head victory, you end up with these two teams hanging around, both of them around 10-11-12, like Alabama rises 7 or 8 spots, Georgia falls 7 or 8 spots depending on the voter. They are next to each other in the poll. They played each other, and Georgia was at home, and you look at it and go, no, I can't see how the team that literally less than 24 hours ago went on the road to the other team's house and beat them on the, didn't just beat them, outplayed them on their own house, and I'm going to put them ahead of Georgia. And her rationale was, Alabama lost to Florida State.
Is this the same person who last week or the week before was also defending their pick when, is it the same one?
It is not.
Okay, so this is new for football, period. The fact that the AP voters are being put in a place where they have to take account for
their
votes.
Oh, no, no, no. Here's the best part. They don't have to. This was an opinion piece she wrote. She wanted to put her vote out there. Cokie Riley wanted you to know that she put, and this is what I'm saying. The AP poll, the people who vote in this stuff, they are voting just as much so that they can write a piece like this. This is why, to me, this article is setting me off. This poll's got to go away. Like, honestly, this poll should go away.
I've been saying that for a while.
You have. And I've always kind of looked at it from the standpoint of, well, we should kind of rationalize it with the coaches poll. We should kind of like look at the two of them and then get a vibe for where it is and like meet in the middle about everything. But this poll's got to go away because all it has created is a world where somebody like Cokie Riley can do a dumb vote, which absolutely has an impact on what the playoff standings are when they are announced on November 4th. And the reason, in my opinion, the reason she did it was so that she could write this piece and make it go viral. And I guess I'm feeding the troll because here I am talking about it, but this matters. This matters. And when you're saying it matters less than me being able to get some clicks by putting up a headline that says, yeah, I know Bama just beat Georgia at their house 24 hours ago, but I still have to put Georgia ahead of them. No, you don't. You know you don't. I know you don't. What are we doing? I'll probably loudly complain about this more later on.
That's the old, well, the better team lost today. Okay, well, whatever.
I mean, but they still did. And honestly, on top of that, did the better team lose? Because I don't think they did. Called this shot on Friday. You know what other shot I'm going to call? 60 Seconds of Heaven with Lonzo Sports Flash.
And you're not even in West Virginia. The Carolina Panthers suffered a brutal 42-13 loss at New England yesterday. If you don't know that, then you're just, you're like 13. Bryce Young was 18 of 30 for 150 yards and a touchdown, with a majority of Carolina's 129 yards coming after the game was out of hand. Patriots quarterback Drake May completed 14 of 17 passes for 203 yards and two touchdowns in the win, and the Panthers looked horrible. The Atlanta Braves finished their season with a 4-1 win over Pittsburgh. Charlie Morton returned to the Braves for likely his final game in the majors. The win went to Chris Sale, who struck out 9 with just one run allowed in 5.2 innings. Excuse me. Atlanta had 6 hits, including a Ronald Acuna Jr. homer. And finally, Chase Elliott captured a checkered flag at Kansas yesterday, punching his ticket to the NASCAR playoff round of 8. Elliott started the second overtime restart in 8th place, but outpaced everyone in the final 2 laps to steal a win from Denny Hamlin.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar Free. First round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab 3 of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour, with opportunities to grow their career and their paycheck. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.